Hi, everyone. This is Drew. Hey, we've been providing authentic, in-depth interviews about spiritual stuff for over 15 years now. But there's a change a-coming. Now, if you've already heard this message, just skip ahead to the interview. But if it's the first time, will you do me a solid and hang with me for just a few minutes? You know, about 15 years ago when I moved back to Canada after being a pastor in Australia, I realized that there was no way in the world that I should be in any form of spiritual leadership for so many reasons. But I think the main reason was because I've always struggled with belief. Now look, I'm still incredibly curious about what gets people through the night, and more often than not, it ends up being someone's faith or spiritual beliefs. So I created a radio show that set out to interview cultural icons and religious leaders, celebrities, and, you know, everyday people about what they believe, but more importantly, why they believe. And along the way, my faith has gone from simply being a noun to a verb. And I've also discovered that doubt is actually more compatible with faith than certainty. In other words, I no longer feel guilty about my doubts. So thanks for tuning in as I interview all sorts of people about all sorts of faith. I hope their journeys, no matter what they believe, have had a profound impact on your journey, and that your faith has also become a verb. Because, in my opinion, being spiritually neutral, that's an oxymoron. By the way, thanks to Joy Radio for letting me broadcast all of this spiritual tension, because I think this tension is where real faith is cultivated, in between hope and doubt. Together, Joy Radio and my team have created Canada's most listened to spiritual talk show. Okay, that's all the kumbaya stuff. Now here's the ask. And I know, I'm the same. I'm rolling my eyes as well. It's kind of like when Wikipedia puts up that note asking for money every once in a while, or when your local publicly supported radio or TV station does one of those annoying fundraising campaigns. I completely ignore them as well. I guess my thinking is that an organization like Wikipedia probably makes enough money anyway. Or, worst case scenario, they'll find enough people to support them. But please, if you're a regular listener of the Drew Marshall Show, man, I kind of really need your help. The station I've been broadcasting on for over 15 years has never actually paid me to do the show. Instead, they've let me try to sell advertising. But that's been a little more of a challenge than I imagined, because religious advertisers sometimes feel that my show isn't religious enough, and quote-unquote normal advertisers sometimes feel like we're too religious. So it's been a long, crazy uphill battle over the last 15 years just trying to make a living in that tension. Trust me, I'm struggling to pay the bills just like you are. But as we start season 16 in September, we just found out something huge. Joy Radio will now be charging me for airtime. Now, surprisingly, this is standard practice for a lot of radio shows, especially on faith-based radio stations. But the bottom line is that there will now be an astounding 30% hike in costs for me. Ugh. Airtime's not cheap, and to be honest, finding even more advertisers to cover that 30%, it's kind of freaking me out a little bit. So, maybe you've been downloading our podcast and don't actually have to listen to the advertising that our radio audience listens to during each live four-hour show. And by the way, just so you know, any advertising we've actually been able to find has only ever covered about 70% of our annual costs. So the ask is this: would you consider going from being just a consumer of our show to becoming a patron? Would you mind throwing us a few bucks each month just to help us cover that 30% difference? Heck, you know what? If we can get enough patrons supporting the Drew Marshall Show, we could feasibly get to the point where we become completely listener-supported without the need of any advertising. Now that would be amazing. So, a patron. What? What is that? Well, a patron was the kind of person who allowed Shakespeare to create a product that also spoke of similar life tensions. Tensions that most people were living, but few were admitting to each other. A patron is someone who appreciates the product they're consuming so much that they're willing to throw a few bucks towards securing a future for that product. Now, just FYI, there are over 100,000 creators being supported by patrons through Patreon right now. So this is becoming the new way to say thank you to those who create the products we all consume online. Now, I fully understand the fact that I'm certainly no Shakespeare. I get that. But someone said to me recently that they would absolutely support our show monthly. Methinks there might be others. Yea, but maybe not. Let's findeth outeth. Yeah, I should never do that again. So here's the ask. Will you support the Drew Marshall Show $4 or $9 or $19 a month? By the way, that's American coin, so sorry to everyone listening from parts of the world whose currency is kind of struggling against the US dollar. But here's the other thing. If you cannot afford it, please, obviously, no worries. When I used to be a pastor, I would say, hey, when the offering plate goes around, if you can give, give. If you need some, take some. So just take our show for free, guilt-free, if you can't afford $4 a month, please. Because the conversations we're having in the Drew Marshall Show, I honestly feel need to be heard no matter what. Look, my dream is to have the most brutally authentic spiritual talk show in the world. And here's why that's important to me. Because I really believe that a key ingredient to spiritual growth is authenticity. And the tension of a brutally authentic spiritual talk show makes some people feel uncomfortable. But as far as I'm concerned, faith is messy and it can be brutal. But instead of looking the other way, our show dares to stare back into this beautiful mess called faith. So thanks for your support as we continue to live in the tension between belief and doubt, and while trying not to take ourselves too seriously along the way. Hopefully you'll laugh, sometimes you'll cringe, but no matter what, please know that what I care about most is brutally authentic spirituality. Now, go drink the Kool-Aid, will ya?
Cult reference!
And become a patron of The Drew Marshall Show. Thanks for listening.
So good.
Ladies and gentlemen, Bridget Longshore is here, and Bridget, when you are on a plane sitting beside someone and they say, oh, what do you do?
Oh,
how do you describe that? How do you explain that? Why? Why are you getting all weird on that question?
Because I
that
fly.
That just happened?
Okay, so I'm the crier. So yes. Oftentimes you can see me. Let's say I have to go to the laundromat and because my comforter doesn't fit in my washing machine. You know how you go to the laundromat and they have all those flyers? The God flyers?
Oh, the God flyers.
Like with the... Yeah.
The pamphlets.
Yeah,
so pamphlets.
I'm the one. I take them all, make sure I have one of each. I'm sitting there reading them, just tears down my face.
She does the same thing on the plane.
I do.
What does this have to do with what I just...
Yeah. But what does it have to do with... That's asking why I laughed.
Oh.
And so I looked at Nicole. I'm the plane crier. So I put like a hoodie and so...
You cry in a plane?
Oh my gosh. Mm-hmm. Well, it's like quiet. Like no one hears me.
And she hasn't even taken off. And we're texting and she's like, I'm already crying. I have my Bible. What do the people beside me think?
Oh, because you're open. You're a passive Bible person?
No, because I can't understand the Bible.
Oh, so you ask them. Hey, what's this mean?
No. So when people, I actually do communicate with people because I'm a sleeper. Like movement, sleep. Oh, so I'm typically out. So first I'll cry and then I'm like out. But if they do ask me, I just say, I've got this company that, you know.
Make
what do you
chocolate.
Do? Yeah. Not a lot of people ask me what I do. Very
really?
Few people, yeah.
Okay, well, let's start. What do you do, Bridget?
Because she's crying in sleep.
How do you do that,
sleep?
By the way?
Like, wow.
So tell us about, I mean, succinctly, how would you describe Gideo?
That's a really good question. Well, I can tell you what we do.
Yeah.
I mean, like the motions we go through every day to try to, you know, make a living.
Yes.
We actually manufacture a dark chocolate bar. A raw, dark, organic, full of integrity chocolate bar.
Ooh, I like that.
Yeah.
Say it again.
Full of integrity.
What does raw mean?
We don't roast the cocoa bean. So, and way back in 2009 when we first made a chocolate bar, you know, we wanted to, differentiate ourselves.
Right.
And actually, that's not why we chose to not roast the cacao bean, but there's so many chocolate bars, people are like, well, how are you different? Differentiate yourself.
Yeah, that's what I want to know.
Yeah, at the time, there was kind of a real raw food movement. Okay. So we're like, hey, we've got this non-roasted chocolate bar, and you don't have to keep it in the fridge. So we're like, what? We can put it out. People want raw. So that was kind of
Who
our...
Who keeps our chocolate bar in the fridge?
Well, you used to have to. Like the raw chocolate bars.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Oh,
so we figured out a process in which you didn't have to refrigerate the bar.
Yeah.
So that way people could go. It could be with all the chocolate bars. Oh, we want the raw bar. It's easy to find. You don't. So that's.
So it's raw.
Yep.
It's got no sugar?
Or no. Sugar? It's got like a non-boiled, non-refined cane sugar.
So it's the refined process that makes sugar bad.
Yeah, so we have we could say no refined sugar.
No refined sugar.
Yep.
Does it have milk?
No dairy.
No dairy. No gluten. No. But does any chocolate have gluten?
No, but the thing is with that, and it's a lot of, they share lines. So people are putting very strange things in, like,
our chocolate bars don't include mice guts.
Yeah, well, ours don't, but some may. But you don't advertise that.
Right, you don't want to know.
Yeah.
What are you most known for?
Our chocolate.
Your chocolate.
Our dark chocolate.
Yeah.
Well, what we're most known for?
Oh.
Yes, Nicole?
This is really how Giddy differentiates themselves, is that we infuse love into everything we do. That's the truth.
I'm just going to grab the airplane bag.
No, that's the truth.
Come on. What does that mean?
What you do, I'm like, this is how you answer that. B, we infuse love into everything we do. So from step one.
Yeah.
To the very final product.
Yeah.
Even when we're shipping it, we're drawing love letters on the boxes.
Do you
really?
Yeah, totally.
Oh, I've got like Instagram pictures.
Yeah, we do. Yeah. Love letters. We sing to the chocolate. It's like a. There's something very.
What's their favorite song?
They like, oh, see, they don't differentiate. They just sing to us.
Okay, so it's like chocolate karaoke.
Yes.
Okay, I like it.
Yeah, whatever's playing on shuffle.
Tell us about the flavors, because it's not just dark chocolate. There are a multiplicity of flavors.
Oh, there's 25.
Shut up!
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay, go.
Yeah.
Oh,
okay,
I'm going to see if you can get all these.
Okay, you ready?
Mint.
With...
Yes.
Oh.
Excuse me, are we sharing
okay.
this? It's not a game show, Nicole.
Well, in order for me to remember them all, I have to go in the rainbow.
Okay, go.
Okay, so we have raspberry, we have cinnamon and cayenne, we have chai spice, ginger, maca, orange, shaga, lemon lime with salt, mint, spirulina, original vanilla salt, sweet vanilla. Then we have vanilla salt, which is our best seller. Mocha cardamom, extra dark. And then we have two hundos.
Mm-hmm. What's hundo?
It's
100% hundo, bruh.
Yeah, hundo, bruh.
Hundo P.
And actually, it's now our number, third world. It's our number four seller now, 100%, which we didn't bring any today. We did not. And it's, so we have a mint hundo, a regular hundo, and then we now have eight crunchy bars, which have the chocolate
like crunchy?
Bars.
Have
like
you
the
tried the crunchy?
Crunchy?
Yeah,
Drew?
We had them. Yeah.
Isn't that Cadbury that makes those?
No, it's Skidio.
Crunchy.
No. They have the actual beans, right?
Nibs, cacao nibs.
Mm-hmm. Cacao nibs.
Yes. We sprinkle the cacao nibs on top.
Really?
Yeah.
Yep.
Super delicious.
Did you happen to bring any product with you?
Sir, yes, I did.
Good. Tim, can you just get the bag from the corner, please? The Gideo bag
from
the corner? And we have a special treat here for our listeners. By the way, we're going to pass this over to Tim so he can hold it up to the Facebook live stream.
We've got lots of stuff in here, by the way.
You have a lot of stuff in there.
Yep.
How much product would be in that bag? Ballpark, retail value.
Lots.
Oh, you want me to do math? I do like math. 24, 6. I actually didn't count what I brought.
Just ballpark.
I don't know. Just
over 100?
300.
How much?
200.
Over $200 a product in here?
Yeah.
So this is an actual giveaway that we're going to do here on the Drew Marshall Show. We have dark chocolate. Well, let's just, Bridget, why don't you tell all our listeners what's going on, and then we're going to pass it around to Tim. Tim's going to hold it up to the camera, and Tim is not going to eat it as it goes by him. Tim.
Wait.
So, yes?
You want me to tell them what's going on?
Pull out something, tell us about it quickly, pass it down to Tim.
Coffee.
Tim will hold it to the camera.
Clean coffee beans, so they don't get you jittery.
So, hold on. Clean coffee beans,
yes.
What?
Okay, so we don't just do chocolate. We do chocolate, superfoods, and body care. So coffee beans are quite prone to mold and fungus.
Okay, that's
and
enough, Tim. You're just being weird now. You're blocking the shot. Okay, yes.
Okay, so what happens is chocolate and coffee are blood vessel dilators. So when you eat these foods, they actually allow really good stuff or not the best ever stuff into your bloodstream faster.
Oh.
So if you don't have a clean, conscientiously processed chocolate or coffee, you can get really jittery.
I've experienced
Super.
That.
Yes. So those are typically mycotoxins. So we actually test our coffee beans to be mycotoxin free.
Nice.
They're water washed, air roasted, yada, yada, yada.
Are they and different flavors or is it just like dark or light or what is it?
A dark, light, and espresso blend.
Ooh, nice. So, okay. So there's how many of those bags in this gift pack?
There's one of each. One of each.
Okay, so three.
Flavor.
Three bags.
Now, is this going to one person or multiple people? Because that's why I brought a whole bunch of stuff.
I don't
it's
know what to do
problem.
Yet.
I can help with...
No, Tim, you're not part of this. Keep going with the descriptions.
Okay, so what we have next are really super yummy. They're called chocolate-covered golden berries.
Let's see.
So they
Oh, we had these before.
Yeah, they're good.
So golden berries are really good, and the dark chocolate that covers it is really good. Did I just succinctly describe it?
Yeah, that's perfect, Drew.
Thank you.
It's good. Yeah.
And it's in a nice little...
But what do golden berries taste like? They're like... It's tart. So it's like that sweet and tart.
Oh,
sweet and sour.
It's like the red sauce at the Chinese food.
These are for us.
Sweet and sour.
It's the same thing.
Sweet tarts. Those are the candies.
All right, sweet tarts. Yeah. Okay, what's that?
This is.
Oh, wait, are you passing this over to Tim? Pass
well,
it over to Tim.
These are for us. Well, these are.
Oh, we're not giving them away. Oh,
yeah.
Good.
Give us,
okay. No, no, we're keeping these. I want to keep one of these.
They're so good.
That's what.
Okay, so one of these goes. Girls, start eating those things, will you? Okay. What are we showing now on Facebook Live?
This is love butter.
Okay, and what is love butter? Dare I ask?
Go ahead, Nicole.
Yes, Nicole, this is your realm.
It's sunscreen.
My sunscreen.
Hurry up. What is it?
You know what? This is my favorite product. We make it at Gideo.
Okay.
It's a natural sunscreen.
Okay.
Natural SPF.
Take it away now, Tim.
Take it away.
Amazing moisturizer. We use it in our hair, our body. It's phenomenal. It's edible. My daughter eats it every day. Takes a big spoonful every time I open it. And
people put it in their coffee.
So delish.
Really?
Yeah, totally. It's so delish.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Okay, how many of those are in the pack? One?
Uno.
Okay, good. Next.
Okay, so I brought one of each of the crunchy bars. Now, don't
look
have
at
to
all
give
the
away.
Chocolate bars.
Now, these are only available for on our retail online store. We don't sell these in actually the stores yet.
Oh.
So
if you go to Gideo.com, mm-hmm, you can buy these.
Yes. But if you're a store, you can't yet because I don't have proper packaging.
Okay.
I mean, it's proper, but it's just not.
It's not fancy packaging.
Yeah. So
yeah,
we have that. And then I brought a selection of our top selling fully wrapped chocolate bars. Mm. So I brought raspberry, mocha cardamom.
Why don't you give me them all, and then I'll hold them up
and
do it.
I thought that was me. I just got really embarrassed.
It's true. Okay.
No, it's me, and I'm not embarrassed.
Raspberry.
I'm eating the gojo berries. No, what are they?
No. Mocha cardamom.
Golden berries covered with
Raw. So they taste a little different because it's the raw cacao.
So good.
And there's
good.
That is
so good.
Vanilla salt.
Okay, so quickly go through the flavors of the chocolate bars because we got to move along.
I went through all.
No, the ones we have here we're giving away.
Oh, okay, so
not
the
whole
that's
list.
Our sweet vanilla. That's our
quicker, like, quicker.
That's mint.
Mint, sweet vanilla. You got to do it like that, B.
Quicker.
Talk show. Lime salt. I'm doing as he puts it up.
Okay, quicker.
Orange.
Quicker.
Done.
Sweetness.
Yeah. G-I-D-D-Y-Y-O. Okay. Dark chocolate made in Ontario.
All right, and then these flavors right here.
We have original mint, mocha, maca, ginger, orange, vanilla salt, extra dark, crunchy.
My goodness, these berry things rock.
That's like waka waka.
See, here's the thing. When something tastes this good and it's good for you, that's wrong. I feel guilty.
See, that's what we try to do. We try to bring the rightness to what people think is wrong.
Oh, listen to that.
See that again. Sound bites.
I'm not passing this around anymore. Okay, but put whatever you want to give away back into the bag, please,
okay.
Bridget. And hold on.
So good.
Don't kiss my dog. I was going to say, at the end of the show, we're going to give away over $200 worth of Gideo product. We're going to give away over $200 worth of Chapman's product. That's $400 worth of giveaways on the Drew Marshall Show. Who does that?
Drew Marshall.
Tucker. He goes right to people that don't want to kiss him. It's kind of like me.
Remember when I almost kissed you last week, Drew?
Whoa.
By accident?
Oh, that's right.
I went to go say goodbye, and I just...
Yeah, it was kind of an awkward moment. Yeah,
yeah, totally.
Guys, thank you for partnering with our show. Thank you for doing what you do the way you do it, because it's the light that comes, that follows you guys, that has actually made your product successful, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
It's not us.
Right. I know you like to deflect and say, you know, you do the whole point upwards and it's not me. It's
true, though.
But you know what? It's true. There's a real intangible something about Giddy.
Yeah.
It's totally intangible. It's not us, but there's an element to it, and people are just drawn and they feel it.
You're writing the love letter stuff, so it is partly you.
Well, I mean, we have to do our part, right?
Yeah.
So we just do as we're directed.
For all of the listeners out there, if you are a big fan of dark chocolate, just put your hand up right now. Good.
Oh, yeah.
All the listeners, good.
Oh.
All the crazy people. All the crazy people.
Yeah.
All the crazy people. Anyway, this is, let's be honest about this. We've all had dark chocolate and gone, ooh.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Honestly, we've all had dark chocolate and gone, ooh.
Totes.
Not had one. Did you say totes?
Yeah, she said totes.
Oh, no pee.
Yeah.
Not had one of your product that I went, ooh. There was one, the one with the least amount of sweetness in it, the Hundo one, that I went, But I then tasted another one and went,
Mm-hmm.
Did you see the difference?
Which I recently gave to my brother.
The Hundo?
And he went, what is this? Tastes like a Crayola crayon.
Right. Yeah. Didn't like it.
I've never heard
that before. But like it is one of your better sellers, though.
Totally.
Number
yeah.
four.
Hondo mm-hmm. P.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm, I got to stop eating. Sorry. Mm-hmm. I can't talk and salivate at the same time.
Can't talk eating.